May I now invite Honorable Chin Li MLC, Assistant Minister to the Premier, for her speech, representing the Premier Stephen Marshall. Thank you.
Well, good morning. It's a bit fresh this morning, isn't it? That kind of will wake everybody up. It's great to be here. In some way, I'm glad the MC said that when there's some technical issues with the video, I'm only asked to do a speech and not a song and dance. Good morning, all. To distinguished guests, my many parliamentary colleagues, the Chief Justice and Chancellor, and all the community leaders and those who have travelled quite far to get to Adelaide. I hope your experience in Adelaide will be an enjoyable one as well as a very fruitful one. Today, this morning, I'm representing the Honourable Stephen Marshall, the Premier of South Australia. He sent his apologies, but he's also sent me personally to come with best wishes. The Bhutanese community of South Australia, and I think across Australia, have been one of those settlement success stories that all of you should be proud of. On Settlement Day, after one decade, this conference, and later on for tomorrow as well, you'll be celebrating and reflecting on what unites you as a growing community. When I listened to the Chief Justice earlier, he spoke about his migrant story. And many of you looking at my face probably think she's either born here, her parents probably a migrant, but I'm actually the first generation migrant to South Australia. In 97, when my parents came with their children, including my two brothers and myself. I was brought up in Malaysia, but was sent to a Chinese school. So when I came to Australia, I could speak hardly any English. I went to a language centre. And within a few months, I was put into a mainstream school. And during that time, I was bullied every day. I did not want to tell my dad that I didn't want to go to school because coming from an Asian background, you know that education is the number one thing. And if you say you don't like school, my parents probably disown me. So on that basis, I endured the bullying but survived. And I make lots of friends after an incident at school. I was at a home economic class where I baked the cookies out of the 12 Chinese horoscopes, which a heritage I'm really proud of, you know. So my little biscuits were dragons and, you know, roosters and sheep and horses and all those things. But my cookie tray was stolen. It was stolen by a classmate. And for 3 months I was at school, I was quiet, I was silent. I didn't have a voice. But that particular day, I found my voice. My voice was to throw the whole cookie trays onto the floor. That didn't go down very well. I was detained at school. My parents were really upset and say I was disrespectful. But hey, that negative story has turned into a positive one because that became a turning point in my life that I suddenly found a voice to defend myself to say, if I am to detain at school, if I'm going to be punished for this being disrespectful, then the other kids that stole and planned to, you know, that stole my cookie trays should also be punished too. So there was that moment, you know, of a 13 and a half years old finding some justice and standing up for herself. And that moment, I didn't look back. And some 30 years later, a young migrant, a timid young migrant, little girl, had found her courage to stand for Parliament and then was then subsequently elected to become the first Malaysian Chinese migrant to become a Member of Parliament in the state of South Australia. Thank you. I tell you this story is not because, you know, it's a story of no difference to those of you who inspire to make this place, Australia and South Australia, a better place for yourself, for your children, for the following generation. Your settlement story, you can build on that 10 years into a 20 years, into a 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 100 years, a century of celebration. But that starts with leadership and vision. I'm inspired by the fact that you are setting the scene to think about, you know, the issues that's happening in your community, the engagement issues, mental health, health issues, capacity building, jobs, development, and that vision will set the path for more success to come. I congratulate you, I congratulate the organizing committee, the sponsors, the stakeholders, as well as service providers. Your leadership will make this vision happen in implementation, and action in planning will take it into the future for a better Bhutanese community in Australia. And no longer you're just the Bhutanese community, you are truly Australians. And we're proud of you. Enjoy your conference. Thank you so much.